Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is where we are today.
Yeah, feels like that kind of day.
Yeah, it's a bad day, man. But, like, everything is still in front of us. I mean, we didn't have the number one seed, and we won the Super Bowl last year, so.
Are you trying to sugarcoat this?
Well, no, I'm not.
21-0 to the Cowboys?
No, listen. I'm
not. 21-0.
But we have to keep it in perspective. I know it's hard to do today because, boy, I tell you, it's rough. Cowboy fans talking a lot of trash. I'm like, dog, where were you at, like, weeks ago? Like, seriously.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, they disappear.
I mean, hey.
Well, and then you know what'll happen. They'll lose to the Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
And they'll get dragged.
Yeah, they'll forget this ever happened. I mean, all that stuff. The Cowboys are just, they're a fly in the ointment here. The problem is the Eagles. The Eagles are the problem today, and we're frustrated with them. And I'm frustrated mostly with the coaching staff. 215-592-9494. Look, it starts and ends with Sirianni. We can't say, oh, how, you know, when they win, he leads everything, and then when they lose, he has nothing to do with it. He was a big part of the reason they lost yesterday. I thought they were unprepared. I thought the players kind of echoed that after the game. They weren't prepared for how the Cowboys were going to play defense. And then, I felt that they kind of took their foot off the gas when they were up 21-0. They had thrown their way to a 21-0 lead, and
yes.
Then they got up 21-0, and four of the next five first downs they had, they ran the football instead of continuing to throw the football, which was obviously more effective yesterday against Dallas. So there was that. And then, let's talk about what happened before the half, because this isn't the first time. I don't know where the real Nick Sirianni went, but he kind of got made his mark here as an aggressive head coach.
Especially last week.
Yeah, but so he can be aggressive sometimes at the end of games, but weirdly he's become timid in the middle of games. Like when the game is still kind of, they could put it away or give themselves a way better chance, he just defaults to conservative. And the Cowboys scored to make it 21-7. The Eagles got the football back. It was seven. There were 17 seconds to go. They brought the kick return back to the 28-yard line. So 17 seconds. They had two timeouts. They're in a dome. They have Jake Elliott, who's a good kicker. I don't know. To me, you have two plays with timeouts there to try to get into field goal range.
To get some points. Try to get some points before the half.
Go back up three scores. Kind of reassert momentum going into the half. And don't we have a quarterback that we trust? Like, he's probably not going to throw an interception there. It's probably not going to be something terrible. Let's hear Nick Sirianni, his reasoning for not. And I want you to really listen to the beginning at the end. Because once again, when the longer Nick talks, the less sense he makes. Listen to his reasoning for not trying to be aggressive there and just kind of running it out into the half. Here's Nick.
We tried to run it to see if we could bounce one out of there and see what happened after that. We didn't get anything there. So we let the clock run out there. And they had their timeouts as well, and that kicker can make it from long range. So, we had a 21-7 lead, and that's what I decided to do at that particular time.
So he had mentioned, too, before that he's done studies, right? And with 17 seconds to go, that to him, that's not enough time. But then doesn't the end of that make no sense? Because if the Eagles didn't have enough time,
Cowboys don't have enough time with their kicker.
Of course, after the Eagles run a play or two or three or four, how the hell could the Cowboys have enough time with their kicker? It made no sense. To me, what it did was it was just like, we're up 20, we're up 14. Let's go in the half. Try to score more points. They are
arrogant.
Arrogant, and they are way too reliant on their defense to save the day. Like, our defense won't give up 21. Oh, yeah? Well, they did. They gave up 24 on this day because they got tired at the end and they got banged up in the secondary. Listen to this after the game. Dak Prescott, you know, Tom Rinaldi on the field with the winning quarterback and receiver after the game. And right away, Dak referenced the end of half sequence as giving the Cowboys momentum going into the half.
Down 21. What did this team draw upon to get this win?
Our brotherhood, one another. You know, we got that touchdown before half and went in halftime and we talked about it. Like, we've only been hurting ourselves. We know what we're capable of doing. Come out, stay focused, stick together, and we can win this thing. Nobody blinked. Everybody believed it, and we got it done.
He let the Cowboys have momentum into the half. Look, I don't know if they would have got a field goal. I mean, it might have been
But you want to try.
Yes, I want to try.
You want to try because the you don't know how that game's going to go. You know the history down there. I mean, Dak's been electric at home. Yep. Get as many points as you possibly can.
And what's striking to me is, Hugh, he always talks about trusting his guys.
Didn't feel like trusting that moment.
Well, sometimes what you don't say is what you mean, right? Like, you could say all you want, oh, when it's a fourth down, I trust my guys. Well, can I say then you didn't trust your guys right there?
Yeah, you can. That's fair to say. I feel like this. The more we talk about it and we talk about this game, the more the word arrogance kind of rears its ugly head. Like, the way that you do things, the fact that you refuse to evolve as a group.
Yep.
You know what I mean? A lot of things. So that's why I know for a lot of people right now, Kevin Betulo is the biggest issue. But we were saying that about Kellen Moore early on before they went on a run. Like, he wasn't the right one. Definitely said it about Brian Johnson. And it's one of those things, man. And this is how I feel as a former player. I feel like every year, if you want to be successful in the NFL, you can't be the same person you were the year before. You know, you got to come and you got to come with something different. You got to add another beast to your repertoire. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the more I hear what AJ was saying, and again, it's the messenger. I know people are mad at the messenger. But the more I hear or think about some of the stuff that AJ said, it resonates even more now. Because he said something about being complacent and not being as good as we can be, not working in certain aspects. I'm probably ad-libbing a whole lot of what he said, but you get where I'm going with this one. You get where I'm going with this one. And I think a lot of time, we as fans, we want stuff to just be so perfect. Instead of listening to what's being said, we just want to, you know, vilify somebody and make it go away.
Right.
To make it go away. And now, what they say, the chickens have come home to roost. Because everything that he said weeks ago, and we talked about just shut up and play football, it kind of it showed itself yesterday.
Yeah, and look, man, he had a big day yesterday.
I mean, yeah.
AJ got his targets. We'll get to him later and what he said, you know, his response to all this after the game. But the bottom line is that I think arrogance is the right word. They've actually devolved on offense. They can't run the football, so it has to come from the passing game, and they were throwing it well yesterday. That, you know, it's one of those things like, all right, let's go back to Green Bay and Detroit. Cold weather, windy, the passing game's not there. All right, maybe you just take a knee or run the ball into the half. That's perfect conditions in a dome yesterday. It's not a good defense. They couldn't cover AJ. Like, what is the worst that happens if Jalen drops back to pass? Do we really think he's going to throw a pick or fumble?
Mm-mm.
Probably not. He might take a sack.
He put the ball in harm's way a couple times, but it didn't, you know, it wasn't nothing egregious.
And I think in that spot, he probably would have just either taken a sack or thrown it up and it's interference or it's incomplete and we just go into the half. But they could have tried. I thought it set the tone, and Dak said it. They're like, yeah, we had momentum going into the half. Let's go to Bob in Springfield. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I'm trying to figure out at the end of the game why you do not call the timeout. So with 45 seconds left, they're on the wherever they were at, this 50, 48, something like that. If we don't call a timeout in that situation, what do they have to do? They have to rush to the line, get their field goal kicker set up, and kick a 64-yarder. They don't really have another option there.
They don't. They would have to have rushed, yes.
Okay, and so you catch them off the guard. I think that works.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out a way why it wouldn't.
So I'm trying to find that the moment that they took the Eagles took the timeout. What part are we talking about? The Eagles took a timeout at what point in the last drive there? Oh, I see it.
45 seconds.
Yeah,
left.
It was 45. It was they ran the football. They ran it.
Correct.
They ran it on the 46-yard line. No gain. That was the Javonte Williams run. Okay, so it's first
correct
and 10, Cowboys, 46-yard line, and then the Eagles take the timeout there. Yeah,
correct.
I mean, I guess they're trying to save time to get the ball back to try to get their own field goal after the Cowboys get theirs. That's the only thing I could think of with the reasoning there. Otherwise, I don't know why you take a timeout.
Yeah, instead of just letting the clock run out and go to overtime.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's thinking they're going to get a field goal attempt up, so maybe I save myself a few seconds if we could get them to kick the field goal, you know, within the next play or two or three instead of... I mean, the fact that they got another... I mean, the 24-yard pass after that, that ruined...
Correct, that
ruined the strategy, right? Because then Dallas could just take it down to zero and kick the field goal.
Correct. It would have had to be done right that play, right? Yeah. Then and there. Yeah. After that run, it had to be done.
Yeah, and obviously his defense didn't help him there. But I thought Sirianni had a terrible day yesterday, just in every way, in shape and form.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, the last time the Eagles blew... Good phone call, Bob. The last time the Eagles blew a 21-0 lead and lost the game, Hugh Douglas was on the field.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
A long ass time ago.
Played the vet. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team. Hello. How y'all doing?
Will,
today?
What's up, buddy?
All right. Let me just say this, right? In the beginning of the season, I said the biggest loss that we had was
Kellen Moore.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Kellen.
Right?
Kellen.
Yep. It wasn't our defense, right? So my thing is, what I said all this week, for the last couple weeks, we're playing chess, not checkers. Your biggest, you supposed to outthink your opponent.
Yeah, I think we played. I think we played checkers yesterday, Will. That was checkers.
Yeah, we played checkers yesterday. We outthink our opponent, but never overthink ourselves. That's what we did yesterday, right? And I said this week, I kept saying our biggest opponent is ourselves, right? And we beat ourselves yesterday. That's what happened, right? This is the thing, right? Saquon, he never ran. He didn't even run downhill yesterday. We got to switch it up and go under the helm again. We got to, you know, put the RPO, the shotgun. We got to switch it up. We got to give these defenses a different look. Like the guy was saying, like I've been saying all season, and incorporate the split backs, man. Put Bigsby and Saquon side by side. They don't know which one is getting the ball. Like, we got to disguise some plays, man. Another thing I didn't see, we ain't have too many blitzes in there. We didn't rattle Prescott too much or get him out of his game, except for early on. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this, right? Preparation beats talent any day.
And
I keep saying we cannot come in with 20 plays a game and think that's going to get it done. I think we ran out of plays. We went back into that one-dimensional formation. The defense keyed in on that. And like I said, man, whether we up 21 or we down 21, we supposed to have plays in order and ready to go to finish the game off. There's no way that we should have allowed this team to get back in the game the way that they did, man. And if anything, if we up 21 points, I don't care if it's a field goal. We got to keep scoring. You didn't even try. We weren't even trying to march down the field at least to get a field goal.
I know. They thought they could sit on the lead with 40 minutes to go in the game. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Right. And the last thing I'm going to say, man, listen. I said the thing with AJ, it came to life yesterday. Okay. Now AJ, you understand that you can accumulate numbers by short passes, right? You had over 100 yards,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this, right? What I keep saying, once they got him going, the rest of the offense, you should have been looking at the rest of the offense, because now they're going to start double-teaming AJ. Now they're going to stop trying to stop the short pass. Now you go in deep. That's what they did with Smith. And really, last but not least, man, listen, this ain't over. That was a game that probably was – you know, destined to happen yesterday, man. Because of the circumstances that happened over in Dallas, you know, I know I'm a conspiracist, but, you know, sometimes when people do the right thing, they think it's the wrong thing. We did the right thing yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We gave them a game. That was a gift. But from here on, every quarterback, we got to keep in the box. We got to play tough defense, man. And listen, this season is still ours, man. We just got to get the little pieces to the puzzle back together again, and let's win some more games, baby.
Well, they need to. Well, they need to get it going on Friday. That has become suddenly a must-win football game Friday.
Well, it's the Fraud Bowl.
Well, so I mean, strong. Huge.
The loser goes officially on fraud watch.
The loser is on complete fraud watch.
I mean, I'm close to putting Eagles on it right now.
Well, the Bears are on fraud watch, but they're 8-3. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
that's 8-3 Fugazi.
Well, we're 8-3 too.
Yeah.
Some may say the Eagles are Fugazi.
You can't say that.
The offense sucks.
Defending Super Bowl.
No. This is about this year's team. No.
Yeah. No. The fraudulence. You can refuse all you want.
I refuse to let y'all go all the way left when
care.
It comes to this team today.
Dude.
We're not doing that.
They just blew a 21-0 lead.
Oh, yes, they did.
And they blew a 14-point lead.
We're not doing that.
Yes, we
this
are.
This was a wake-up call.
Is this a good offense? I heard everything I had to hear with that.
They
that
are
pause.
Masquerading as the defending Super Bowl champions, Hugh. That's fraudulent. Yep.
I refuse.
You know what this is?
You got your fingers plugged in your ears.
Yeah. I thought you was about to say I got my fingers.
No.
Come on, dude.
But listen, I think this is fixable.
What? You've been saying that the whole year.
I believe
the head coach.
I'm believing.
Why?
There's an air of arrogance around this football team, and I think that's what they need. They need to get their nose rubbed in it a little bit.
Did the arrogance, last time they blew a 14-point lead, did they fix it? Nope.
This is something more egregious because it's the Cowboys.
Well, I would hope that later in the season.
This is what I'm relegated to. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to believe.
Okay.
That, you know, this is a wake-up call. All the little arrogant individuals over there, they're going to get themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to beat the brakes off the Chicago
Bears.
Yeah,
they might. I mean, they're
for Black Friday.
Yeah, they're 7-point favorite.
And we're going to go shopping. We're going to watch this game. And they're going to win.
No.
And we're going to go shopping and we're going to laugh and giggle.
I'm not going shopping after the game.
We're going
on
shopping
Black Friday,
after the game. On Black Friday. Well,
game's at 3 o'clock. I'm going to bed after the game.
We're going
to
shop online. We're going to shop online.
Well, you can watch. You could shop while you watch.
Can we really stick our chests out and pretend that we're going to blow anybody out at
Never.
This point?
Nope.
We're not going to be. How can we sit here and say we're going to beat the brakes off the Bears?
They have beaten one team soundly, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
One. It is almost December. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. They don't blow people out because their offense, they can't run the football. If you can't run the football, you can't ice away leads. They have issues here. Hugh, you're on the players. I go back to the coaching staff. And the players aren't playing well enough. I feel you, and I know there's common denominators here, and there's some limitations with the quarterback a lot of times, although I didn't think he played terrible yesterday. He just was okay. Good early, and then it went bad.
He didn't do what he needed to do to win.
Well, he had the ball at the end. They didn't move the football.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's where you could blame it on Jalen because he didn't do enough to win the game.
He didn't. And he got
21
outplayed.
Points, though. I did say 21 points, but I didn't think that.
Well, you also told us that would be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough.
It's not enough against good offenses in domes. So you can't. And that's what annoys me about Sirianni. There's 40 minutes to go in the game. And by the way, if we're being real, they didn't even really earn the 21 points. I mean, that they got gifted.
I saw him yesterday. He was pointing out he was on fire yesterday.
Well, they got gifted some of those points. I mean, think about the drive. Didn't they go 3 and out and then they called they called the penalty on the punt. He didn't touch. It was tipped. And apparently the NFL blamed Fox for not showing the replay as if it's Fox's fault. I don't know whose fault that is. But that shouldn't have been a penalty on the Cowboys. We should have punted there and lost the football. So that next drive probably never happens. It wasn't like we were dominating the game. We got up 21-0. Sirianni should have seen, hey, we need some more points to win this game. And he was like, nah.
We don't need them.
We'll sit on the ball. No big deal.
What about giving the Cowboys a gift by going for it and missing it?
Oh, the field goal?
Yeah. No, it was fourth down, and he missed it on, I think it was the fourth down. Yeah, I think it was the field goal they missed, wasn't it?
You're talking about the Jake Elliott miss?
Yes.
In the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that one. You wanted to go for it instead of going for the field goal?
No, I mean, kick it away.
Wanted to punt?
Yes. Kick it away.
I can't punt there. It's 56 yards in a dome. I'm giving Jake Elliott a chance. That's one I didn't hate, the Sirianni decision. I mean, at some point, it's 56 yards in a dome. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
So we were in a dome, and it wasn't bad weather. The quarterback was thrown over the middle. We never seen him do that. We're happy with that. AJ gets involved. AJ's super happy. Saquon Barkley runs out of bounds, and he trips on every third carry. I don't care what anybody says about the offensive line being injured, being in and out. When Tank Bigsby gets in there, he's averaging three times the yardage, and you only give him one carry. Nick Sirianni, all you do is be the leader of his team. They're very undisciplined, all the penalties everywhere. That's on the head coach. People not being prepared. You're hearing in interviews afterwards they're not prepared. That's on you, coach. Special teams. If I see one more time with them taking balls on the one-yard line and not letting the ball go, that's coaching all special teams. You took that ball and then you fumbled it away. Saquon Barkley fumbles the ball. They turtle up when they get a lead anytime. They get so conservative. Where is the go for a fourth down all the time? I don't need to be Dan Campbell. But, my God, they get any kind of semblance of a lead, and they pull the reins in. Hurts said yesterday in his interview, I ran the calls and executed. That sounds like from all last week when they said he'd be going rogue, he ran the calls that were played. Because on 3rd and 2, why are you passing the ball? You run and get 1 inch, and then you tush-push.
Yep.
You tush-push twice. There's no reason not to do that. And you know what? KP is out of his league because the pressure's only going to get higher. So, no, you can't depend on him because he forgets to run the ball. You've got three great plays to Dallas Goedert. Everybody's like, where's Dallas Goedert? He has three first downs. Oh, penalty. And the last thing about KP and why he's trash, you Douglas, and why I don't want to defend him at all. When Jackson goes down, everybody complained about Jackson. Now you see what happens. Oh, we want some white cornerbacks. You see what happened when we had to move him to the outside. Oh,
wow.
They went and picked him apart.
Yeah.
They went and picked him apart.
Everybody slow down.
And you know what? Don't slow me down. When we had the ball, we're going one-on-one. A.J. Brown against their number one. Smitty's over here against a third-string guy because the backup got hurt. And we don't even look his way.
Yeah.
We don't pick and target against teams. KP never does that. He can never look at the team and say, there's the weakness, attack that. It's embarrassing. And that's what you get on a nationally televised game, losing the Dallas Cowboys like frauds. You think you're going to beat the Bears? At least they got a semblance of offense. You run the ball with Tank Bigsby. I'm sick and tired of it.
Well, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. It's a couple of things, and it's hard to ignore these things the more we go. First of all, Cooper's first assignment on the outside didn't go great. Didn't go great. He is a slot corner as of today, and he might have to stay there. Also, he's not wrong. When Bigsby comes in the game, I see 8 yards. Saquon, yeah. His runs, I see 2. I mean, like, at some point, I'm not saying, flip
Saquon's,
it completely.
Yeah, but you need to relight that fire.
Yes.
Paying him this offseason was an insane move.
And I was the bad guy for saying it. I was the bad guy. Oh, you're a hater. Of course it was an insane move. He had 450 carries. Then we just handed him a $20 million thank you, and Hugh Douglas signed off on it.
Yeah, I did. Because,
you did.
I mean, it fit my narrative at the time.
That's wonderful.
At least you admit it.
Yeah.
but here's the thing, though. If like, there needs to be a come-to-Jesus moment with this team today. And I remember having losses like this way back when, and you feel sick, especially to a team like the Cowboys,
yep.
A team that you know you're better than, you take this L. You need to get back to the basics, and you need to take a hard look at yourself and say, how did I contribute to this loss? There's a lot of blame around.
Tons.
That can go around. There's
Tons.
A lot of blame.
All right, we'll get to all of it coming up. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, your reaction, coaches or players, who you blaming the most for that disaster in Dallas. Merrill Reese was on the call. He will join us next with his take on the team. And we'll look ahead to Friday with the Bears coming in for what has now been dubbed Fraud Bowl 2025. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you can each lock in the group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And make it even better. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their group build here. All right, well, I'm going to go with Kansas City to win in Dallas on Thanksgiving. And I do like the over in the Detroit and Green Bay game. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLAO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.